யோக வை நாராயணஸ்ய அஷ்டாட்சரம் பதம் அத்யேதி அனபப்ருவஹ சர்வம் ஆயுரேதி விந்ததே ப்ராஜாபத்யம் ராயஸ்கோஷம் கௌபத்யம் ததஹ அமிர்தத்வம் அஷ்ணுதே ததஹ அமிர்தத்வம் அஷ்ணுதே. அனபப்ருவஹ விதவுட் ill fame, that is the negative side, but the positive side is he gets good name and fame in this world. Who is that? One who repeats the Ashtakshari mantra received in a ceremonial way, in a proper way from the Guru in the usual tradition. By repeating this mantra he will be able to get a good name in this world. Bhagavan is a name, is a word that we often use to indicate the Lord. According to the Bhagavatam and the Vishnu Purana, the word Bhaga is a technical term and it indicates six great qualities, Shad Guna. And the Lord is called as Shad Guna Aishwarya Sampanna. And one of the six qualities is Yashas or Kirti. So Kirti or Yashas is found in the Lord to the absolute extent. And one who repeats the name of the Lord, it can be safely assumed, also gets a good name in this world. And that's a natural human instinct. Even people who have everything in life, at least in their later age, the old age, try to get a good name before they leave this world. In one place, Swami Vivekananda says, for having come into this world, leave a mark behind, he says. Of course, not a bad mark, but a good mark. And one of the characteristics of Susamskritas, the cultured and refined people, is they want to get a good name and they don't want to get a bad name. Especially if they are very good people, if somehow by chance or by circumstances, if they appear to get a bad name, they become very sensitive and try to overcome it. Apart from that, one more advantage or one more special fruit that the person who repeats the Ashtakshari mantra is supposed to get is Sarvam Ayuhu Eti. He gets full life. He lives the full span of life. Shatayur Vai Purushaha. That is a statement in the Vedas. So man lives for 100 years. Therefore, to desire to live the full span of life of 100 years is not a bad desire. Ishavasya Upanishad says, Kurvan Neveha Karmani Jiji Vishet Shatam Samaha Evam Tvayina Anyathayita Asti Na Karma Lipyate Nare. Kurvan Eva Iha Karmani. Here in this world, performing scripture ordained actions or duties, one should desire to live the full span of 100 years. Karma is of three types: Nishiddha Karma or Papa Karma, evil actions; Sakama Karma, desire motivated actions; and Nitya Karma, Vihita Karma, which is prescribed, ordained by the scriptures as our sacred duty. So the third one is very important. So we should perform our duties, discharge our responsibilities, and should desire to live the full span of life. Ijivishet shatam samaha is practically a vidhi. You must desire to live for the full span of life. Unfortunately, during the Middle Ages, probably after 900 AD or so, a sort of defeatism entered into the Hindu psyche. That is why we find in some of the bhajan songs, Sakumado I Janma Sakumado. That was not the attitude of the Vedic Aryans. That was not the attitude of the Upanishadic sages. Even the medical sciences, it is said that as long as a patient is struggling to live, he has an intense desire to live, the chances of recovery are much brighter. Once the desire to live goes, the body just collapses. Among the mantras chanted at the time of the Madhyanika, the Sandhya Vandana that is done at noon, we get these beautiful mantras or statements. Pashyema Sharadashatam, Jivema Sharadashatam, Nandama Sharadashatam, Modama Sharadashatam, Bhavama Sharadashatam, Shrunavama Sharadashatam, Rabravama Sharadashatam, Ajitasyama Sharadashatam. That is why Swami Vivekananda wanted us to go back to the age of the Vedas and the Upanishads, a very virile society. We will see 100 Sharad Ritus, that is 100 years, let us take for all practical purposes. We will live for 100 years. We will live a happy life for 100 years. And we will hear good things, noble things, the higher spiritual truths for the full span of 100 years. And we shall teach those truths to other people for 100 years and so on. Sarvam ayuhyeti dirghayushman bhavati, and the desire to live the full span of life is a natural desire, and it has been recommended by the Vedas and the Upanishads also. The only thing is, how we lead that life is important. The Shastras have also shown us the way. So if there is ayus, if there is arogya, and if there is a missionary zeal, so to say, in the mind, in the heart, one can definitely lead a very good life. Then the Upanishad continues, Vindate Prajapatyam Rayasposham Gaupatyam. Prajapatya, he will go to Brahmaloka, Prajapati's Loka, and live there till the end of the Kalpa, the cycle of creation. Before that, he will become rich, he will become a king, and so on. These are all various stages in the development of the spirit. You are on the right track, you are practicing spiritual disciplines, your minds and hearts are still not fully free from desires, but the desires that exist in the minds and hearts are not antagonistic to religion, they are not which have been prohibited by the scriptures, so they are sanctioned. As a result of the practice of the japa of Narayana mantra, the sadhaka in course of time can become rich, can become even a king, may not be of course in one life, it may be in the future lives also, and ultimately go to Prajapati's Loka or Brahma Loka or Satya Loka and live there till the end of the cycle. And when Brahma Loka gets dissolved in Mahapralaya, he becomes dissolved in Brahma. That is the Upanishadic view. What happens to a human being after he dies? This science is called eschatology. This has been discussed in the Upanishads, later on developed in some of the Puranas also, especially the Garuda Purana. Three paths are taken by the jiva. One is jayasva mriyasva. So he has not risen in the spiritual level. So as soon as he dies, he will take one more birth, just to work out the prarabdha karma. And these births may be in human bodies, it may be in subhuman bodies, it may be in other bodies also. But he has to come back again. The second group of people who are a little more devoted, who have done scripture ordained actions, they go by the Dhumadi Marga, by the path of smoke, to the region of Pitruloka or Chandraloka, live there for some time and come back. The third is the Archiradi Marga. sometimes also called as Uttarayana or Devayana. Here, the soul is taken from one bright station to another station which is brighter than the previous one. Ultimately, it is taken to Brahmaloka. This is described nicely in the Chandogya and the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, and the various statements made in these Upanishads are taken up for discussion in the Brahma Sutras. Ativahikaha Tallinga. There is one sutra. The problem arises because the different Upanishads put the different stations of light in the path of the soul which is progressing towards Brahmaloka after death in different ways. There is one order in this Upanishad, there is another order in another Upanishad. Some stations are added here, some are omitted there. So naturally a lot of confusion is created, and this is supposed to be solved by the Brahma Sutras, and the discussion comes under that particular sutra, Ativahikaha Tallinga. Ativahika means they are just guides on the spiritual path. So there the Upanishad says, Purushaha Amanavaha, a being who is not a human being but who is a divine being, he comes, catches hold of the jiva's hand, leads him to the next station, hands him over to the next guide there. Something like a checkpost, or we are being taken by a guide around a particular area, let us see. He will take us up to a particular point, and another guide comes and takes us and shows the next part of the estate or the building. Something like that. So these are Ativahikas, divine guides, and they take the Jivatma step by step from station to station, ultimately to Satyaloka or Brahmaloka. This is third path, and as far as the Upanishads are concerned, that seems to be the highest path also. Nacha punaravartate, nacha punaravartate, or anavrittihi shabdat, anavrittihi shabdat. Once a person goes to Brahmaloka or Satyaloka, he will not come back, because the Upanishad says so. And this is called Archiradi Marga, the path of light, Devayana, the divine path. But Advaita Vedantins say that this is only Krama Mukti. It's a gradual liberation. There is another Mukti called Sadhyo Mukti, instantaneous release. The moment you get Atma Jnana, Brahma Jnana here, that very moment you are liberated. For such a person, there is no question of going to any particular region or station or world. Of course, there are Upanishadic statements which support this also. Let us take a person, a sadhaka. He is practicing spiritual disciplines as per the guidance given in the Upanishads. Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana. Then one fine morning he gets Atma Jnana. Samadhi, Nirvikalpa Samadhi, and Atma Jnana has come. He becomes a Jivan Mukta Purusha, liberated even by living. What next? As far as this body is concerned, which is a product of Prarabdha Karma, it has got to work out its karma and fall down one day. So Brahma Jnana can destroy Sanchita Karma, the accumulated karmas. It can make ineffective the Agami Karma, karma we are doing now after Brahma Jnana. Like a burnt seed, it will not have any effect. But Prarabdha Karma has got to be experienced, has got to be exhausted by going through the experiences. And Prarabdha may be good or bad. That is why we see even in the case of very great people, there are sufferings. And they are attributed to the past Prarabdhas. Well, Prarabdha Karma is over, let us say, and the person dies, gives up the body. What happens next? In the case of the ordinary human beings, the Jivatman, along with the Sukshma Sharira, comprising 16 or 17 items, Pancha Jnanendriya, Pancha Karmendriya, Pancha Mahabhutas, and the Buddhi or the Manas, which sticks to him like oil sticking to our finger, doesn't go very easily. He transmigrates from one body to another. So punarjanma or transmigration becomes inevitable as long as sukshma sharira lasts. And sukshma sharira continues to give us rebirth, though the sthula sharira may come and go. Therefore, unless and until we get rid of the sukshma sharira, there is no question of mukti. And we can get rid of sukshma sharira only through atma jnana or brahma jnana. Now, as far as this person is concerned, he has already obtained atma jnana, brahma jnana. He has realized his real nature. So at the moment of death, the physical body is cast off here. It gets dissolved back into the elements from which it has come. And simultaneously, the subtle body, sukshma sharira, linga sharira also breaks. And if the physical body comprises the physical elements, the subtle body comprises the subtle elements, sukshma bhutas. So it breaks and the sukshma bhutas go back to the original sukshma bhutas. And the atma is completely liberated. And this is beautifully described in the Mundaka Upanishad. So there are several possibilities to a human being who dies. One is coming back again, or even sinking into lower births depending upon the karma. Another is going to Pitruloka through the path of smoke. Path of smoke and path of light, they are all symbolical. Path of smoke is another path where also again the ativahikas or guides take them to a lower region of experience. The third one is Archiradi Marga, the bright path. And once people take to that path and go to Brahmaloka, they will not come back. So here, though the Upanishad is telling us, Vindate Prajapatyam, he gets the Loka of Prajapati, Brahmaloka or Satyaloka, lives there till the end of the cycle of creation, what is called Mahapralaya. After Mahapralaya, even Brahmaloka gets dissolved, they say, and he becomes one with Brahma. Tataha amrutam ashnute. Afterwards he get amrutatva. Well, the commentators say that if the repetition of the divine name, Ashtakshari mantra, is nishkama, then automatically the mind is purified. Chitta shuddhi, automatically he gets liberation. So amrutatva becomes possible only when we free ourselves from all these desires. If there are desires, Rayasposha comes, Gaupadya comes. He becomes rich. Well, he can slip back again. The riches can make him get tempted by the things of the world. He may become a king, enjoy the good things of life for some time, but may again slip back. Whereas, if he is Nishkama, he is automatically taken to Brahmaloka and gets liberated, or gets liberated even here and now. Atra brahma samashnute, atra brahma samashnuta iti. As Brihadaranyaka Upanishad puts it, here and now he realizes Brahman and gets liberated. Sri Ramakrishna gives a beautiful example. Suppose there is a cave. It has been dark for 1,000 years, let us say. It doesn't take for a light that is brought into the cave 1,000 years to dispel the darkness. Instantaneously it is gone. So avidya or ajnana, which has no beginning, no end, anadi and ananta, anadi and santa rather. It has no beginning but it has an end. That avidya instantaneously disappears. That very moment he realizes his Atman, that very moment he becomes free. For such a person, the Upanishad say, there is no question of going anywhere. Tataha amrutam ashnute. Now the Upanishad is repeating it two times.
Tato amrutatvam ashnute, tato amrutatvam ashnuta iti.
This is the usual style. When they want to stress a particular point, the word is repeated. Dvirukti adarartha. In order to create deeper interest in us, the word is repeated two times. Or just to emphasize that it is going to take place, it is going to happen, it is repeated two times. Sometimes it also indicates the end of a topic. This particular chapter is over, this particular book is completed. But here, avrittihi nisamshayartha, that is how the commentator puts it. In order to clear all the doubts in our minds, the Upanishad or the Upanishadic sage is telling us, repeating the word two times. Then we come to the next section. Pratyaganandam brahma purusham pranavasvarupam akara ukara makara iti tan ekadha samabharatadetadomiti yamuktva muchyate yogi janma samsara bandhanat om namo narayanayeti mantropasakaha vaikuntha bhuvanalokam gamishyati tadidam param pundarikam vijnana ghanam tasmat tadidabha matra brahmanyo devaki putro brahmanyo madhusudano sarvabhutasthamekam narayanam karanarupam akara parabrahmo. Here the Upanishad is describing Pranava as Narayana Swarupa. Narayana is the highest Lord, the Supreme God, God the Creator, God the Protector, God the Destroyer. And from that Supreme God Narayana, the whole universe has come. He is everything that exists in this universe. Everything exists in Him. All these ideas have been given earlier. Then the Upanishad gave us the Ashtakshari mantra so that we can repeat that mantra and realize that Narayana, who is indicated by the mantra. But this Ashtakshari mantra is it describes Brahman or Narayana with name and form. Saguna Upasana. It helps us in Saguna Upasana. But there is another stage in Upasana, supposed to be higher than that, Nirguna Upasana. Now the Upanishad is telling us that Pranava itself is Narayana, and Pranava Japa helps us to do Upasana on the Nirguna aspect of Lord Narayana. Pratyak Anandam Brahma Purusham Pranavasyarupam. Who is this Brahman? Brahman is the all-pervading, infinite, absolute spirit. And he is Pratyak. It is inside us. It is inside our hearts. It is also inside the entire universe. Tat Srishtva Tadevanu Pravishati. Taittiriya Upanishad says, Parabrahman or Atman created this universe and then entered into the universe as its antaryamin, inner controller and guide. So God is, Brahman is Pratyak. And secondly, he is Ananda. He is absolute bliss, absolutely free from all types and kinds of sorrows, sufferings and miseries. That is the negative way, but the positive way is Ananda. Ananda is not sukha, it's not pleasure, it's much more than that. Generally, sukha or pleasure is associated with sense organs, whereas this is pure joy felt inside in mystical experiences.